The Blitz, KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Disinterested? I'm always interested in winning. You know, but as a big, you know, sometimes you want to feel a part of what's going on. You know, and if I could bring the ball up the court, shoot threes and go between the legs, do all that stuff, that'd be great. But I have to rely on my teammates at certain aspects to get the ball. Now, there's been times where I've been upset and I've taken myself out of games and situations, and that's on me. And I have to grow and be a better player at that. So I'm always interested in the game, you know, and I've had the problem with smiling too much, people saying I smile too much or I play too much on the floor. So when I'm not smiling and doing all that stuff, it looks like I'm not interested in the game. So it's like a thin line where I'm like, man, do I not smile or do I smile and have fun? And so that's always been a struggle for me personally.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number two. That was Dwight Howard. If you want to get in, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And your Astros in the 11th inning, somehow, so for some reason they walk Carlos Gomez. And for the second straight batter, they've pretended to bunt with two outs. Not quite sure what's going on here, but one ball, two strike count, runners on second and third, two outs.
Did he steal second?
Yes, he stole second.
What's the point?
Because you want to take the easy force out.
Okay.
So, I can't believe they walked him. Is this Max Stassi? Is that who's up?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why they walked him. Has this guy even come close to hitting a ball in his entire major league career?
I think he's hit the ball. I just don't know if it... He's okay. Gone anywhere.
Well, he's got one ball, two strikes.
No. It's the backup catcher.
That's just, Max Stassi.
Yeah, he just struck out.
It's not Kratz?
Nope. And we're going on to the 12th. So there you go. There's your play-by-play, which we're not.
Kratz, he's in the bullpen now after his performance a couple weeks ago. He's full-time bullpen guy.
All right, let's talk about Dwight Howard.
Okay. First of all, I'll give him some credit. John, do we have any clips of this? You want to play some clips first?
Well, we did
play the one coming back. The one coming back was him about, they asked, there was a two-parter. It was the second half of the question when they said, you look disinterested sometimes or you're smiling too much. And that was the clip I played. Delotti had the clip of him talking about why people don't like him in his update. So there was those two clips. He also talked about free agency. We can get into that in a little bit. And that's it. And there's another one about Tad Brown, but that was very short.
Listen, Dwight, I'll give him some credit for sitting there and answering some questions that couldn't have been easy to answer. When someone asks you on national TV, why do you think people don't like you?
I get asked that all the time.
That's a difficult position. Oh, I've been asked that plenty, but it's a difficult position when you're put on
national television.
That's the difference, you know? So it's
national radio. I've been asked that.
I've not been asked on national radio. I've been asked on local plenty of times, but I give him credit for sitting there and talking about that stuff. And some of the answers he gave, I liked. Some I didn't. You know, him saying that he found himself checking out of games sometimes.
Yeah, that's
when the ball's not coming to him. That's frustrating to me.
Not surprising though.
No, it's not surprising, and he's being honest. A lot of it felt like scripted.
Yeah,
I almost got an A-Rod vibe from him last night. Like he's like a business now. He's an entity, a corporation who has to always say the right thing, and he knew everything. He had an answer planned out for whatever they asked him, and I don't really love that.
It sounded very coached. And yeah, you know, it's and that's okay, but yeah, it's hard to believe anything that really came out of his mouth because it does sound coached. The other part about it that I found a little weird was when he was talking about, see if I can find it here now, but where he was talking about he hasn't even thought about his future. Well, that's bull stuff. If you haven't, then especially in the time since the season's been over, then you're not really doing your...
Yeah, he just went to Mexico and didn't think about basketball and the max contract he's probably going to sign this offseason. That hasn't crossed his mind.
No, not once. And where he might go. I'd go back to L.A. Go back to the Lakers. Now that Kobe's gone, might be fun. Let's grab a phone call on this. Reminder, it is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so try to keep to the What Are the Odds theme of the day. Let's try Lou. What's up, Lou? Turn your radio down, Lou. There we go. Turn your radio. All right. Cut him off.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Dude, you got to turn your radio down. Anyway, if you want to get in, please have your radio turned down, 713-780-ESPN. MRK says it was Kratz that struck out. Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of...
I saw Stassi was in the lineup.
Yeah, he was in the lineup. And when I was watching earlier, but we haven't had a chance to really watch since
then. Same result.
Tyler White pinch hit for Stassi.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, he's been great the last
month. Yeah, what an amazing player he's been since, for the first week of the season and then never since. Oh, well. I think Tony Sipp is on now trying to extend this to the bottom of the 12th. They're just going to play all day.
Probably could.
Yeah. So.
These are a couple really bad lineups. So wouldn't shock me if they go for a while.
Here's an interesting one for you, AJ. What are the odds the Texans have more wins than Tom Brady, considering Brady is spotting them four games?
I'll go 30% Texans, 70% Brady, mostly because I still think there's a possibility that Brady plays 60 games.
Right. So.
And if that happens, it's not even.
Right. It's not a question. What are the odds the Stars and Blues go to overtime tonight? I
hope so.
I hope so too.
I'll care,
man. I'll tell you what, the
if I don't have skin in the game, I don't care.
Well, you'll have skin tomorrow night, but that Penguins game was fantastic. I mean, my goodness, they get up 3-0. The Capitals, and man, I hate that delay of game rule where you flip the puck out of play on a power play and it becomes a 5-on-3, 3 5-on-3s, which it's almost impossible to stop those. Goes to overtime and just an amazing finish. So the Penguins, I still have the Penguins at 8-1 to win the whole thing, and I still have your Predators at 24-1. So my last two bets. So feel pretty good about that. I think the Penguins are coming out of the East, so that one's alive.
Capitals are basically like the NHL version of the Clippers, right?
A little bit, although it's unfair to blame Ovechkin. And there was a lot of it's an easy thing to blame Ovechkin for that. Dude played his ass off the entire playoffs. He averaged a point a game. He single-handedly kept them alive with the Game 5 win. He was fine last night. The problem is, what people lose sight of, is yes, they had the best record, but go look at what the Penguins did after they changed coaches and brought up a bunch of new players and made some trades. They've been the best team since the All-Star break. So it looks bad that you only got past the first round if you're the Capitals, but the way the playoffs are, that really should have been the conference finals. And is it less embarrassing if you lose in the conference finals? Yeah, kind of is. But it's just the way the matchups go. Penguins are a really good team. That just, and that series was close the whole way, man. I mean, overtime again. So that's all this. I was getting into it with a Stars fan last night. Stars were clearly the best team in the West. You know how many more games they won than the Blues? One.
Yeah.
So these things are so close. That's why I love the hockey playoffs. And it's fun to see games like the Thunder Spurs last night because we don't get a lot of those in the NBA. We get a few. But almost every game in the NHL playoffs comes down to stuff like this. And the Heat and Raptors have been close.
Yep.
That's been a good series. Yeah, this has been a pretty good round here. It's been fun. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. What are the odds you guys get drunk and do karaoke again soon? Well, it won't be this Friday because we're at the racetrack, but I think there's a good chance that we'll do that soon. Because we haven't been in here for a lot of Fridays. We're usually out and about. So, anyway, let's grab some phone calls. How about Jason. Let's get Jason on. What's up, Jason?
Sports, guys.
Sports.
Hey, what are the odds that Fred says the Spurs house the Thunder in Game 6? It actually happened this time.
Yeah, I was wrong. Great. You got me. Ooh. Yeah, I said the Spurs would win. Ooh.
Well, no, he said the odds it'll happen in Game 6.
No, he's said it'll happen this time. He's trying to say I was wrong because I said the Spurs would house him. Hey, man, go celebrate. Congratulations. Your Thunder won. Good for you.
Enjoy all the money you bet.
Yeah. Exactly. Go cash your ticket. I'm right more than I'm wrong, Chief. So.
Not me.
You know, you can.
I'm right all the time.
If you want to call and see, that's exactly what I'm talking about. When you want to call and talk smack, that's what you don't do. That's weak. That's pathetic. Go run yourself off the freeway, sir. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Yeah, I was wrong about that game. Guess what? It's my job to get up here and have opinions. I'm going to be wrong. And you know what? I'm kind of glad I was wrong because it was entertaining. Megan says, I don't know who's going to win.
It definitely makes Game 6 more interesting, huh?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, guys. If you if you're not happy at the job you've got, maybe you're working too many hours or... You know, you're out in bad weather or, you know, you're just not making enough money. Ask yourself, how many people do you know who are working in the computer field? And everybody has at least one buddy who's working in IT. Those guys are making money. And because there's a ton of computer jobs out there, IT is consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing industries in the country, particularly right here in Houston. Houston's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There are companies hiring IT guys all over the city. But to get the job, you've got to have the skills and certification. The place to go to get those skills, mycomputercareer.edu. There's a huge demand for certified pros. My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired. And I know what you're thinking. School is going to take too long. I don't have time for that. I don't have the money for it. You don't have to worry about that with My Computer Career. You'll be in and out of school in less than a year. You'll be working in less than a year. And there's financial aid available, including the GI Bill. Just go check it out. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. The first step to changing your life and making some real money. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. One out in the bottom of the... Is that the 12th now? Still tied at 3. Your Astros... Basically, if you're there and there's a foul ball, you're getting one, it looks like. So I think most people have decided they're not hanging around for the last few of these. It's not not looking good.
And these day game crowds are usually pretty slim anyway.
Yeah, and two outs now. So
when they get Altuve out, you know nothing's going to happen that inning.
Pretty much, unless somebody flukes one here. Just close your eyes and swing. Maybe you get lucky. Let's... try some phone calls. Chris, you're on the Blitz on What Are the Odds Wednesday. Go.
Sports, guys. What's up?
Sports to you.
And what are the odds the NFL stops testing for weed in the next 5 years?
0%.
Next 5 years? I think it depends on how many more places it becomes legal.
Well, yeah.
And I know there's a lot of push for a lot of places, but if it becomes legal in the majority of places, I don't think that's going to happen in 5 years.
I don't either.
I think in 10 years, it might.
Like, think about this. There's still going to be jobs that require testing, even if it's legal in states. I mean, your employer can still require testing and say, you can't do this.
Yeah, although I would think it's collectively bargained.
They would prefer.
I think the next collective bargaining agreement. Yeah, because they don't want players banned for that. I mean, and God, if they really did have caught everybody who was smoking weed, you wouldn't have enough players to field teams.
Yeah.
So, fake John McClain says, what are the odds I'm wearing all black to training camp this year? Okay. Let's try DJ. What's up, DJ?
Sports guys. Sports. What are odds, real quick, the two-parter? What are the odds that TNT strategically planned Shaq not to be there because the animosity has against Dwight Howard? And part two is, what are the odds that Dwight Howard purposely wore that Superman pin to kind of take a shot at Shaq?
I don't know. I've seen Dwight wear that pin a lot.
Yeah.
And Shaq, I think that's overblown. I mean, Shaq was tweeting at Dwight Howard last night, talking about don't fart in my chair, fart in Chuck's chair, the no championship ring chair. I think he's trying to be jovial about it.
I think him and Ernie were at the Emmys.
Him and who?
Ernie Johnson.
Yeah. So I don't think it was, I think there was a reason why he wasn't there. It wasn't Dwight Howard.
All right,
but I might be wrong.
Yeah, who knows? But I think that's kind of why he was invited, right? Was because they needed an extra guy?
Yeah.
Let's try Carlo. I'm sorry, Derek. Try Derek.
Sports included, guys.
Sports to you.
All right. So my question is, I hooked up with this crazy hot Colombian girl the other day, and right after she starts talking about love and nonsense like that, what are the odds I get too drunk and forget not to open that can of worms and hit her back up?
Well, I'd say that depending on how much you drink, it's probably a 60% chance you get drunk and forget all about that, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
But you know what? You know how you save yourself that, Derek? Just a little bit of advice: just block the number and delete it.
That's a good move.
Yeah.
That way you know what? That way you're not tempted at all.
Brilliant. That's why I love you guys. Yeah, you guys keep up the good work.
All right, man. Oh boy, I know that's a terrible thing, but
phone lines are hopping today.
Yeah, they are. What do you want to do here?
I don't care.
There's a lot of good stuff up there.
Let's go with who's been on the longest.
I can't see the numbers. So.
Let's go with Kyle.
Okay. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
Okay, before my question, you got to remember, at Minute Maid Park, they stopped serving beer in like the 7th or 8th inning. So if you're already 5 past that, everybody's got to go.
Yeah,
what are the odds that Andre Johnson ever steps foot on an NFL field again?
I'm going to go 15% chance. I think somebody might bring him in for a look. I think it's more likely that they won't.
I think he'll get into a camp. I just don't think he'll make a team.
Yeah, see, I don't even think he's going to get into a camp. I think there's a chance somebody brings him in when somebody gets hurt, like the Patriots did last year with Reggie Wayne. But I think that's the only chance he gets in. And there's a base hit for the Mariners with nobody out.
For the Indians.
Indians, excuse me. They got those Mariners-looking uniforms on. So, yeah, runner on first. Nobody out. Tony Sipp is pitching for your Astros. Okay. How about Carlo? Let's try Carlo next. What's up, Carlo?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
I'm wondering if you guys saw the publication that the University of Memphis president sent to some of the Big 12 officials, or I guess some of the Big 12 presidents. So my question is, what are the odds that the Big 12 adds Memphis or Cincinnati if they're considering expansion?
Well, if you read the story, Houston and Memphis would be the two teams that they have investigated the most in this, and there hasn't been any investigation of Cincinnati, which is interesting to me. If it happens, I'd say 80% it's those two teams for a lot of reasons, both political and financial. I still think there's only about a 10% chance it actually happens. I don't think they'll get the votes for it. I don't think Texas wants it. And I think Texas gets what it wants. And I just don't think...
I think Texas is putting that pressure on... and I talked about this at the time. TCU and Texas Tech, who are two of the schools that if Texas were to leave, would be basically up the creek.
Right.
And Texas is trying to pressure them into not expanding because Texas doesn't want to expand. And I still say if expansion happens, it's the worst thing that'll ever happen to the Big 12 because that means Texas will leave the Big 12.
Eventually, yeah.
And if the Big 12 doesn't have Texas, they're the American Conference.
Right, because if Texas goes, Oklahoma's going somewhere too.
Yep.
And without those two, you've really got nothing.
And if you only have one of them, what do you really have anyway?
But the reality is, if you only had one of them, that school's not staying.
Right.
If Texas were to leave to go to the Pac-12, Oklahoma's going somewhere else.
If you think about back 10 years ago, the four schools that really mattered for any football purposes to the Big 12 Texas, Oklahoma, obviously. Nebraska, who's gone.
Right.
And Aggie, who's gone. Those are the only big money football programs that were that are in the Big 12. And I'm not talking about on-field success because I know Baylor and TCU have had that recently.
Yeah,
that doesn't matter. That's about third or fourth on the list of
right,
things
that that's one of those things that has to be clarified every time. It's how much financially do you bring to the table? And one of the big attractions to Memphis is that FedEx is willing to put up a bunch of sponsorship money for the conference, which helps not just football but all these other crap little sports that you have to pay for. And from what I understand, University of Houston has people that are willing to do the same thing. And there's a lot of businesses here that are national businesses that make it very appealing to add programs like that. So much more so than UConn and things like that. Now, if that does happen, you know, to me, it's going to be, you know, as a UH guy, it's going to be just like when they first got into the Big East. And, yeah, they, it was an access conference for about a week after they got in. I think maybe it lasts for a year or two, but I think they, you know, the good news is if you're UH and you get in there, I think you position yourself where if Texas does go, say Texas decides to go to the Pac-12 and they decide to expand by four and go to Pac-16, well, I think you'd be as attractive as any other school in the state. Certainly more attractive than Waco or Lubbock. Sorry, guys. It's just a fact. And if you took OU, Oklahoma State, Texas, you know, assuming you'd made that step into that conference, I think you'd be more attractive than those other schools from a TV market standpoint and a money market standpoint and everything else.
And the reality is a team like Texas and a team like Oklahoma, although Oklahoma seems to want to expand, but a team like Texas would have options if they left the Big 12.
Including independents.
Yeah, they could be an independent, and there's probably every conference in the country would want Texas in their conference.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you can't say that for Texas Tech.
Now, the difference is this is probably the one conference, unless they go independent, where they can keep the Longhorn Network and do whatever they want, which the Big Ten and the SEC and those conferences may not deal with.
And then they get to a point, if that were to be the case, they'd get to a point where they say, okay, is this Longhorn deal, weigh that money versus what you would make if you were in the Pac-12 or the SEC or the Big Ten or wherever they ended up.
Right. Wow, full board today. How about let's try John. What's up, John?
Hey, sports guy.
Sports to you.
Hey, man. What are the odds that the Penguins are going to keep Matt Murray in net? Because that kid looks good, really, so far. So I'll hang up and listen.
I don't think you can bench him until he has a crap game. He's been fantastic. And Fleury hasn't played in a month and a half with a concussion. So I imagine at some point you trot Fleury out there, depending on what happens with the Lightning series. This kid's an amazing story. He's 21 years old. He was fantastic in the minors. He had 17 starts in the NHL, I think, when the playoffs started because Fleury got hurt. And he's just been terrific. And those goals last night weren't his fault. I mean, you get stuck 5-on-3 for three times. But amazing story. All right, you know what else is an amazing story? It's what I got waiting for dinner when I get home tonight from Blue Apron. And I'm telling you, man, they have. I had the cod tacos the other night. Tonight I've got the General Tso's chicken. I mean, it's just amazing, amazing different food that they have every week. And they know that when you cook with incredible ingredients, you're going to make incredible meals. So they set the highest quality standards. And whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, heirloom tomatoes, Blue Apron is bringing you the best. And it's less than $10 a meal. They deliver seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. And what I love is because there's just two of us, we get three meals a week. It's usually chicken, it's usually beef or pork, and it's usually something with fish. And so far, everything has been fantastic.
Yeah, there's new recipes being created every week by Blue Apron's culinary team. They're not repeated within a year, and they're flexible. So they'll give you some options at the beginning of the week. You're not happy with one of the options, you can switch it out for something else. And they're customizable to fit your family's needs. Each meal comes with an easy step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card, and pre-portioned ingredients can be prepared in 40 minutes or less, and like Fred said, for under $10 per meal. Check out this week's menu. Get your two free meals with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/blitz. You're going to love how good it feels. You're going to love how good it tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/blitz. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Now heading for the bottom of the 13th. Still tied. We were just looking at the box score on the break. The Astros have used seven pitchers. Pat Neshek just got him out of the top of the 13th. The Indians have used nine. So this has got to end at some point, right? Oh, the Astros, we were looking at the Astros stuff, two pitchers left.
Yeah.
So they could get the nine before it's all said and done.
We're going to see. I have a feeling we're going to see positional players pitching at some point or starters.
Now, you know what? I believe this will be their finest half inning. This is going to happen for them. Let's try Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys.
Sports.
Considering Dwight couldn't play with Kobe and he couldn't play with Harden, what are the odds he goes to a team with no superstars?
Well, I do think he needs to stay away from teams who have ball dominant guards.
Yeah,
that's probably a good thing
to
do.
And obviously he's not the offensive player he used to be, but I still think there were a lot of times they should have gotten him the ball down low.
He should be more of an offensive force than he is.
And I think part of that's on him and part of that's on them. And wherever he goes, I think he needs to be a guy that the ball goes through a little more often. But Drunk Bevo asking, what are the odds if Houston gets a hockey team, the Oilers? The Oilers aren't moving anywhere. They're not moving any more teams out of Canada. I've moved my timeline back. I say by 2025, there's a team here.
Okay.
I guarantee
like Tiger Woods not winning a major.
I guarantee it. But then the same guy can call back it that was calling earlier. You were wrong. You know, if I'm alive, I'll be happy to admit I'm wrong, which I do quite often. How about Jordan? What's up, Jordan?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, I was wondering what the odds are that Braxton Miller outperforms Will Fuller this year, and I'll hang up and listen, guys.
Wouldn't shock me at all.
Well, let's define outperform. Do we mean more catches, more yards?
Two out of three. Catches, yards, touchdowns.
Okay. I think it's a coin flip. I think the difference is Miller hasn't played receiver as long, so there's more development time. But I think if they use them the way I think he's going to use him, whether he's playing a lot of slot, that's a very important position in this offense, and I think he'll get a lot of catches.
And sometimes I think a quarterback playing receiver is almost, I mean, it's almost the same thing. Like, he understands what he's got to do better than, it's not like a running back moving to receiver. I mean, a quarterback understands everything that's expected of a receiver. And Braxton Miller, I think that's why he was such an easy transition to wide receiver.
And I also, with a young quarterback, which Osweiler still is, I think the tendency is to rely on your slot guy more than winging it deep. Now, I do think Fuller will get a lot of catches on those bubble screens and things like that. But I think it's 50-50. I really do. I just the way they're going to use them, I could see Miller outperforming him in two of the three. Now, that's not factoring in the health thing at all. That's assuming everybody's right. Healthy. All right. Let's try Jake. What's up, Jake?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, if the Big 12 is no longer a conference, what are the odds that OU goes to the SEC and takes Oklahoma State with them?
I think that'd be the most. Well, I know they're real interested in the Big Ten.
Yeah,
OU is. So I
Oklahoma's a better fit for the Big Ten than they are the SEC. But I mean, I'm sure they'd love to be in either one of those conferences.
Yeah,
I'm sure either conference would love to have Oklahoma.
And I mean, obviously they have to take Oklahoma State too. But that being the case, I would say either conference. And if for some reason those conferences didn't want to expand, I guarantee the ACC would take them. They'd have no problem landing in one of those three conferences. I don't know which would be which. So this is getting interesting because what would Texas do?
I think they'd be an independent until their contract ended, and then I think they'd realize that ESPN is not going to pay for the Longhorn Network what they paid the first time.
Yeah.
And then they'd end up joining a conference.
But how many more years is that?
I think it was a 10-year deal, right?
Yeah. And then we were on year five.
Yeah, we're probably about 5 more years.
Yeah.
But they're one of the few, again, they're one of the few programs that can survive and thrive as an independent.
Yeah. All right, let's try one more. Let's try Mike. What's up, Mike?
Sports guy.
Sports.
Man, what are the odds that Chip Kelly and Kaepernick can, like, actually click and try to turn things around? Maybe not necessarily this year, but I'll hang up.
I think it better be this year. If not, I don't think he has a job next year. Kaepernick, not Kelly. I mean, Kelly may or may not have a job next year. I give it a 25% chance of working.
Yeah.
I think it's about... I just don't think the guy can throw the football at all, and that's not a good thing to have if you're a quarterback.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if Chip Kelly can coach. And I think once he was allowed to put together the team he wanted and not use somebody else's guys, they weren't very good. That's always a little scary.
Lamont says meaningful stats between Fuller Braxton, not garbage time stats. I don't know. I mean, I don't add up.
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard to say because, you know, now I've got to go through and predict every single game.
I mean, are the Texans going to be that good or that bad that their garbage time guys are going to get more looks than their starters? I can't imagine that being the case.
I don't think that's going to be the case. 940OS, is OU more tied to OSU or UT?
I think Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I would agree.
Although they should be more tied to each other, Texas and Oklahoma. But the fact is, Texas and Oklahoma weren't in the same conference for a long time. They'll always play their game.
Right.
And they'll always make money off that, whether they're in the same conference or not.
Yeah. So, and right now, those two make the most in the conference. But, yeah, I would say Oklahoma State probably be real interesting to see what happens if this whole thing implodes. So... Hey, guys, I just got accepted to Texas State University in San Marcos, and I don't really want to give up Live Blitz and move to the podcast. Any chance you guys could get syndicated out there? You know, you don't really need to do syndication anymore with all the podcasts. And you can listen and online.
Syndication is such a rare thing in sports radio because people like to hear their local stuff, and what plays in San Marcos isn't going to play here.
And frankly, we like the market here, and going into Louisiana – I don't want to have to start talking about Bobcat football and stuff like that. So, you know what, though? You can listen on the app, man, live.
But, yeah, you are falling into a bad spot for sports radio because San Antonio sports radio is terrible. And from my understanding, Austin's not that great right now either. So,
Yeah, I just don't listen to anybody. I don't even listen in town anymore. I pretty much just do all Sirius XM.
Yeah.
I'm listening to Howard, or I'm listening to the NHL Network that I'm just totally in love with those guys for some reason. It's the most boring radio in the world, and I love it, especially during the playoffs. I probably won't listen during the summer. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Wow, is it already time for the Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day?
It is.
Wow. It's flying by. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. Have lunch Friday at Uberito with John and Raheel and Unfiltered, starting at 10 from the new location on the corner of Westheimer and Voss. Drop in for lunch or join the Uberito Burrito Eating Contest and try to win a free burrito each month for a year. Make sure to drop your business card off to register to win a free catering office party for 10. Isn't it time you ventured beyond the basic burrito? Also, 7 o'clock tonight, Hustle Town with Craig Sheldon, Angelo Lawford, and Jermaine Every. 7 o'clock. A couple things before we get to the gym of the day. John asked, what are the odds the Texans finish third in their division behind Jacksonville and Indy? I'm sorry. I still can't. I'm not going to fall in love with Indy here. I think at best, Jacksonville. I think they take a step this year, but I still think it's 10% chance. I mean, if the Texans are right about the quarterback, they're still better than Jacksonville by a significant margin, in my opinion. But if they're not, that's why it's 10%.
because they managed to win 9 games with a cast of characters there last year. And Biscuit says that caller's going to be too, or the guy's going to be too busy floating the river and getting drunk to listen to sports radio at Texas State.
No one has time for sports radio.
It was Southwest Texas back when I was in school. That was our place to go for the weekend to meet girls.
That's a good spot. That's where my dad went to school.
So, all right, let's do these.
My dad played football there.
Yeah.
After a high school career in which he never won a game.
Wow.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That is pretty unbelievable. Hey,
my son's baseball team.
Well, see, he's gonna, and so now he's gonna get a scholarship. By the way, bottom of the 14th now. Is that where we are, John?
Yeah.
And Feliz got through the last inning pretty easily.
What are the odds the game ends before our show ends?
Yeah, somebody asked that. I'm going to go.
It's a good one.
Go 60% chance the game ends first. They're running out of pitchers. The Astros are about to be on their ninth guy. So, well, there's a nice pop-up. That's a pretty deep pop-up.
That's
a warning track
to
pop-up.
To the track.
Ah.
Valbuena held.
Too high.
When he swung, he kind of held his bat like, yep, got it.
And that was the whole major league. No, too high. Before we get to Jim, one other thing. Somebody was asking what are the odds that Nyquist wins the Triple Crown. If you go to the win right now, you can get 9-1 on him to sweep the Triple Crown, which is a fantastic value, even though I don't think he's going to do it, because he's going to be 3-5 in the race, in the next race, right?
Right.
If he wins that, which he should, he's going to be 2-5 in the next race. So if you're getting 9-1, I think that's good value for whatever that's worth. All right.
But you don't think he had a chance.
I don't want to say that. I think he's got a chance. I think it's more likely than not that he doesn't. But you're giving me 9-1 when I'm going to be getting 3-5 and 2-5 consecutively. I'll take that. That's good value. All right. Let's do this Ad Hoc Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Ad Hoc Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. We go to India, where a woman says her life is now complete because she's finally given birth to her first baby.
Yes. Congratulations.
Yeah, except you need to hear the rest of it.
Okay.
She and her husband had been married for 46 years.
Oh, I feel like they made a mistake.
And her name is Daljinder Kaur. She gave birth at the age of 70.
Oh, that's a bad call.
And her 79-year-old husband, they've been married for 46 years. They saw an advertisement for IVF, undertook the treatment for 2 years at a fertility clinic, and gave birth on April 19th to a baby boy conceived using her egg and her husband's sperm. They went through 2 failed cycles before successfully conceiving.
I can't tell you how bad of an idea that is. Do you remember when you were thinking about having a kid a couple years ago? And I said, Fred, you're too old. This is a terrible idea.
I wasn't thinking about having one.
Your wife wanted one.
The wife wanted one because she never had one.
And I was like, you're too old to do this. I mean, can you imagine you dealing with like a 2-year-old now?
No, God, no. I
mean, you'd be
part of that.
Miserable.
No, it'd ruin my life. We'd already be divorced. But
then you'd have another wife to pay for and another kid to pay for.
Exactly.
Your 2 kids are almost paid off.
I know. Well, my daughter's still got a few years, but my son's about done.
Yeah.
But no, and actually, she did get pregnant twice. We lost it both times, and then we tried one more time and then kind of quit. So, but this couple says they're not too old to be first-time parents.
Yes,
she says she feels so full of energy. And her husband says he trusts God to take care of everything. That's never a good idea to just, oh, he's going to take care of everything. Should they die before their son, Arman, comes of age? The fertility clinic said in a statement that she's actually 72, and they didn't have birth certificates, so they weren't sure, and the testing before fertility treatment indicated she was in good health and would be able to carry a baby. Okay, first off, a little grossed out.
Yeah. Oh, that poor gynecologist who had to see those old lady bits.
Yeah,
Any birth defects?
No. Kid came out fine.
Huh.
Dustin says this isn't a gem, it's a fossil. It is, but so congratulations at the age of 70. Golly, I mean, can you imagine being that poor baby and you're trying to crawl out and you're getting a grip and yet it's all loose skin, so you're like pulling it back in? That'd be awful. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
70 years old. Well, 72. Just public service announcement. If you're 72 years old, don't have a kid.
You shouldn't even be having sex if you're 72.
Probably not. You're going to break a hip.
It's gross.
Yeah. Somebody's going to break a hip.
Yeah.
It may not be you, but it might be the other person. And then you got to get hip replacement, and then you break the other hip. And anyway, let's. You want to squeeze on a call real quick? We got
sure.
a little time here. How about Travis? What's up, Travis?
Hey, gentlemen. Sports to you.
Sports.
Don't hang up on me after I ask my what are the odds, because I'm actually not listening to the radio. I'm watching the Astros. So what are the odds we trade Carlos Gomez for a bag of peanuts, or at least send him down to the minor?
I mean, obviously, I don't think you can send him to the minors.
Yeah, I don't think he has any options left. But
listen, the guy's struggling. There's nobody who's going to trade for him. You're kind of riding this thing out, unfortunately. You've got to hope that he starts hitting. I think he's the highest paid player on the team, or at least top two or three.
Maybe
it's Feldman still.
No, I think Rasmus is the highest paid player because he had that option this year. But I think it's Rasmus, Feldman, and then him. Yeah, the problem is if he doesn't start hitting, nobody's going to want him.
No.
So, Sheldrick on Facebook, since we're into disgusting things, what are the odds that Lord Carstark would find Jong attractive? Since Small John Umber said he's into young boys. Jong's not that young.
No. Jong, when I first met Jong, he would have definitely been interested.
Yeah.
But now I've known Jong for 6 years. No, Jong's too old for him.
409 said, it made me think of the Red Witch having a baby. Thanks.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me yesterday, Red Witch or Caitlyn Jenner, even old Red Witch without the necklace? Old Red Witch.
Yeah.
Just because I know at times that that's not what she really looked like. So. Anyway, all right. Let's do one more. Ryan. What's up, Ryan? Ryan?
I'm kind of hoping that Kirk Cousins may have just been kind of a flash in the pan last year. I'm wondering if he's going to repeat his success this year with the Redskins or if the Cowboys are able to win their division.
I don't think Kirk Cousins repeats his success. I don't know if he's a flash in the pan either, though. I think he's somewhere in between what he was last year and what I expected him to be, which is just a guy.
But as far as the Cowboys are concerned, I don't think it has anything to do with Kirk Cousins. If Tony Romo is healthy and playing at Tony Romo level,
they're the best team.
They're the best team in the division. They win the division.
Although they're still defensively, they've got some big issues.
They do. And I think this whole narrative that they keep throwing out there that, oh, well, our offense is going to be so good that our defense is going to get to rest. That's a nice way of saying we didn't do enough to fix our defense.
No.
But I still think they're the best team in the division if he's healthy and if he's right. And if that's the case, then it really doesn't matter what Kirk Cousins does or Sam Bradford or Carson Wentz or even Eli Manning. I think the Giants might be better this year. That might be the team you have to worry about. But I say that every year, and, who knows? Black Swan says she really didn't need that visual, and she's a woman. I didn't need that visual either, because you have to think about it. Both of them, well, anyway, I don't want to get there. 903 says the boy doesn't have to leave the crib for mom to breastfeed it. How about that visual, Swan? Oh, God. Excuse me while I go hurl. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. No sign of guilt, no fear.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.